Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They went to Dylan Gabriel. This guy's a unique rookie. First of all, he's 25 years old, Hawaii native. He's a year older than Herbert, to put perspective on it. He's a six-year college player. He threw for over 18,000 yards in college, 155 touchdowns, 32 interceptions in terms of a TD to interception ratio. And so I think that in-helmet perspective, you can't put a price tag on. Also threw for 10,000 plus yards in high school. He is a rookie, new to the National Football League, but this guy's thrown the football around a lot. He's older and more experienced than most rookies. I think timely processing is his superpower, and I think his experience and that superpower has been on display, and I think those are one of the central reasons why they went to him.
Mike Tomlin on Dylan Gabriel's superpower, an 0-1 quarterback who's yet to win an NFL game, and he will be the 41st Brown starting quarterback, where he became that in London on Sunday. One of the biggest rest advantages in NFL history. Steelers coming off a bye. Browns had to go to London. Now they got to play a game a few days later on the road. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And your weather for that game will be in the 60s. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show in studio, who was trying to take pictures of me during the break.
Oh, I definitely did.
Yeah. But you weren't hiding it or disguising it very
well.
No,
I was really... obsessing over your hoodie you got there, so I was sending it to some person who might be in the know.
Hey, Cabali, jealousy is a stinky cologne, and you're very jealous of that hoodie.
Yes,
that
I
he's
am,
got.
I
well,
am.
He gets it off with the Dude Wipes hoodie that he has that probably smells
he
like
what?
Pumpkin.
You know what? Jealousy.
Oh, I get it.
Jealousy. Jealousy is an ugly emotion. Probably.
Do you know
worst.
Some people in this business that are that way?
Oh, everybody. Not pretty
me.
Much everybody.
Not me.
Not Ballsy.
No. No, my main seven deadly sin is gluttony.
What? Well, that's
Mark, you really
broke
the
me.
House down with that Pirates tweet, though.
Which one was that?
Where you said them firing just like me hiring a weight gain specialist.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't make quite much sense now, did it?
Your tweet or what the Pirates did?
No, the tweet
tweet was
perfect
great.
Sense.
People
tweet
loved
was
it.
Was excellent.
Yeah, I mean, talking about getting rid of the Pirates.
Yeah.
Whatever. I guess certain people have say-so and...
I'll ask Brian McFadden this question who played next hour, but I might as well ask it to you because you're around these players all the time. And what did you call it, that you're being a creep in there when they're talking? You said I'm a creep in the locker
room.
Well,
because I'll do it for the YouTube commenters. And by the way, if you try to stream the show normally, we're having some company-wide stream issues, so go into YouTube so you can see me do stuff like this. This is Cabali's face every time he's like, listen. This is your listening intently face. Ready? It's like this.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
You're like you're trying to push one out.
First of all, there's a lot of people, mostly you see that around Aaron Rodgers recently. He talks so low, and there's an old gaggle, I was going to say something else, of people around him that it's hard to hear. So I guess I figure if I squint and go like that,
it sounds like
you
Art
said,
Rooney the second.
He talks, I can't hear him.
I think he talks like Art. I think if you put him and Art in a room and had them converse.
Yeah, this is one of Malzi's crazier takes.
You also agree with it.
Yeah. I do, kind of.
So if you squint, you can make sure you hear better.
But you're around these guys is the point, and I want to know if you agree that this rest advantage the Steelers have is a big deal in this game.
I think we'll probably find that out about Sunday at 4:30.
Wow, now you sound like Cook.
Honestly, it's true, though.
Yeah,
if they come out,
question. We'll see on Sunday, Tony.
Honestly, thanks, it has to be an advantage right now because, I mean, you don't have Jalen Ramsey potentially back, even though I'm not quite sure if he will be back completely. But you can have the argument for either way. If they come out and just mop the floor with them, it's like, boy, that rest really happened. And if it's not, it's like, boy, you know, they were kind of stagnant there and wish they would have kept on playing there. So,
but they've been great off of buys, Mark.
It has to be in the long run in the grand scheme of things.
You tweeted out the stat.
You can't to be. It has to be positive.
You tweeted it out. Tomlin has been excellent off buys. And usually people revert back to what you say. Oh, they sleepwalk. Oh, they lollygag through games. Not really. They've been great off buys.
Yeah. But on the flip side of that, I think the Thursday night road games short weeks are pretty bad. So.
Correct.
Let's wait for that until next week. But, boy, those stats are so much in the Steelers' favorite this year, this week. It almost makes you wonder.
Wonder what? Say it.
I don't like it because every time I tweet something like, you know, they have 21 straight wins at home or whatever. Oh, you just jinxed them. Yeah, I'm sure that's what's going to happen if they lose.
Why are fans allowed to say this is going to be an easy game? Like, if some guy who listens to the show, and we love our fans, but if they tweet it out from their account, this one's in the bag before it even starts – they're just being confident.
It turns into an international phenomenon.
Wow. Yeah, people are calling their congressmen saying, get this guy off the air, make him stop tweeting.
You've had years of setting a precedent for that. So that's not like a one-time event for you. So
Do people still hit you with the stick-to-football Kabbali line? Or is that one gone by the wayside?
Do people still ask you to stop tweeting? If the season ended today, the Steelers
would
be the
somebody in the
seed.
Old mailbag yesterday said, why do you do that? Why don't you wait till the end of the season? And my response was, just to make people like you mad.
See, that's something Mahomes
and that's exactly
would say
an honest truth.
That's like the first time you guys have to admit that you're absolutely 100% alike
what,
on
that's
something
first,
like
the
that.
The first commandment of Malzi is sometimes I do things just to make people mad.
Yes.
Yeah.
That reduces me to the status of a common troll, and I resent that.
Yeah.
They call them trolls.
I haven't had a chance to do the Pens Are Tired yet, but that's coming.
Hold on. I want to go back to this before we get lost in the sauce here. It sounds like you are hinting at, though, in all seriousness, and you watch a lot of ball, and that's why we have you come in here to talk
a scary close game.
Yeah, a game.
It's going to be close, yeah.
Well, Mark, he...
Why? A lot of Steelers-Browns home games are blowouts.
This guy over across from me, like, looked at me, and, like, I had three heads and six eyes when I said that I thought it was very likely to be a one-score game either way with like 7 or 8 minutes left. That just
I gave you that look because you said the Steelers are on upset alert. I'm giving the Browns a 20% chance to win the game. And you said, I'm sticking my neck out there. No, you didn't if you gave a team a 27% chance.
Or an 80% chance that they're going
to
win.
Right. Sticking your neck out there saying the Browns are going to win the game and you didn't have the balls to do that.
Because
neither does Mark. Mark's not picking the Browns.
I don't think they're going to win the game, but I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk. Ben calling it a second bye week is laughable to me.
Who said this?
Ben did.
Roethlisberger did.
He's learning this podcasting and radio stuff really well. You taught him well, Pony.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
then he was like he was flip-flopping on opinions, though. He wasn't quite being consistent on some stuff.
And then said if LeBeau was the defensive coordinator, they'd automatically win this game against a rookie quarterback.
Here's a serious question about that. Does he like Tomlin, Ben? Did he respect him? I get the distinct sense that even though he went on the podcast with Ben, he was saying hi to Ben's kids on the sideline a couple weeks ago.
After Ben said they were going to get circles coached.
Well, that was before that game. That was before that.
In Dublin, he was on the sideline.
I was told.
I thought he was on the sidelines at Acrisure before that. Even
okay. I was definitely told by somebody maybe Tomlin wasn't the most appreciative of that circles getting coached around him comment.
Yeah.
Leading up to the Vikings, and he might have been short with him on the sidelines.
Oh, really?
He may have been. Wow. Now this is secondhand knowledge. Somebody who may have.
And you weren't there, so you couldn't witness it yourself.
Well, somebody told me this.
So it was one of those deals where he was nice to his kids because the kids aren't going to know any better. But then when it came time to say hi to Ben, it was, hey, Ben.
But Mark, I thought Tomlin didn't listen to that stuff and didn't care about that stuff. It's just elevator music.
Yeah, it all depends.
When it comes from his former franchise quarterback, who basically says you're nothing compared to Dick LeBeau.
He definitely flipped out on Bradshaw.
What he thinks of Tomlin, I've heard arguments on both ways of, you know, those two didn't get along. Mike gave him a pretty wide berth
and let him do his thing, man.
I heard afterwards he was going to trash him And this, I mean, once again, this is all hearsay.
Wait, who was going to trash who, Ben?
Ben was going to trash him. He comes on this podcast. They all went, you know.
Kissed and made up.
Yeah, whatever, and that's never happened. So I don't know if it was the best of a relationship, but it definitely wasn't the worst.
I think it's weird. Like, I don't think he ever, he always was deferential to Ben. I just find it odd that Ben, in his post-playing career, where he does say interesting things on his podcast as a matter of course, like, good for him on that.
Yeah.
He's good at what he does. That his one of his seeming hobby horses is to, like, pretty obviously undercut his former
2 weeks
coach.
In a row he's taken shots at Tomlin.
I mean, let's think about it now. Who is Big Ben's best buddy?
Bruce Arians.
And who got rid of Bruce Arians for?
The Rooneys did. I always heard Mike was not behind that.
Yeah.
Well, I always heard that was. So go take it up with Art Rooney.
Well, if
but Mike didn't lay down in front of the tank, so to speak. Yeah.
So he was supposed to just go and do this, you know, rend his garments in
pretty
front of
much.
Art Rooney's
office. Tomlin's got a lot of power, I guess, is
sometimes
what Mark's saying.
You get upset at the
I know
wrong
that,
people,
I know
maybe.
That they didn't win the Super Bowl with Todd Haley, but Todd Haley helped Ben run a good offense that was very productive and reduced greatly the number of hits Ben took as he got older.
Yeah,
which
is
why I also find it funny that Ben despised him. I know Haley's not exactly a winning personality.
He's great.
But yeah, I mean, I think he would rub a guy like Ben the wrong way with some of the things he probably said. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like that partnership did not yield very good offenses. It did.
Yeah. I would say right now would be a healthy debate, but I would put maybe Haley as the best offensive coordinator in Steelers history.
What?
I mean, who's going? You're going Malarkey? You're going Wisenhunt? You're going Ron Earhart? What are we doing here?
Mark, the best offensive coordinator in Steelers history? The last time
what was it? That 14-20?
Chan Gailey.
I mean, whew.
Yeah, one of those games, one of those playoff wins, they didn't score a touchdown and they only kicked field goals.
That's when they were putting up 30 points a game. That wasn't just a pipe dream. That was legit.
I don't know, man. The offensive coordinator before him.
I'm saying it's an argument.
I know, but the guy before him ended up winning two Coach of the Years in a Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl here. Two Super Bowls here.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I mean, what would you rank him?
I'd go Arians one, and then I'd have to think about the guys from the 70s. I'd think about your Tom Moores of the world, guys like him. Tom Moore's still working in the NFL for Charlie's Bucks. He's like 100 years old.
Never thought anybody actually was a fan of the Bucks.
Would you think they just put a franchise there for
Pittsburgh.
The hell of it?
That was just uncalled for, sir.
It's like, Mark, I'm from Pittsburgh. Let me like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mark, he's not
from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, even worse.
Mark. Sean Johnson.
Wow.
Even worse,
just very, to be very clear here, Mark, and you know I would love to be disagreeable with Pony. Points per game.
Of course. Points
per game for the Steelers under BA as the OC. Starting in 07, 6th, 5th, 14th, coming off the Super Bowl year in 09, 3rd and 7th. Now, I can go look at the Todd Haley, but that's 4 out of the 5 years they were in the top 10. And only one, they were never below the line. Todd Haley.
And they won championships.
14th, 14th, 10th, 7th, 5th, and 7th. So Haley wasn't bad, but Arians had more good
it's
years.
It's a healthy debate.
I don't really think it is.
Really?
No, I think it's absolutely
Haley,
Arians.
I think Haley was a pretty... was a pretty right time, right place guy for a Ben that was not as spry by the time Todd got there as he used to be.
And wouldn't take a quarterback sneak. Then Todd said, Ben said that? Remember that one, Mark?
You remember when he went to Cleveland and Corey Coleman basically quit on him? It was during Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah. I got an opinion on that.
Torched him.
Anyway.
I can't believe they let all that get on the air with Hard Knocks, Mulsey.
That was when Hard Knocks was like a legitimate show.
So Hugh Jackson says, I don't know. Go ask Todd why you're not playing. It's like, what?
Text us on the Edgar Slatter Associates fan text line, a person in your law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. There was also the time, remember, they fired Hugh Jackson and for like 15 minutes, Todd thought
he
was going to get
was
promoted.
The man. They went and fired him.
Apparently, he texted his wife to tell her that.
Jeez.
And then he got let go. Was the rumor there.
What
all right.
A character.
Mark
Cabali
in studio with us. He's brought to you by IC Light. Charlie has a headline, then back with more Steelers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Browns Talk. It's the Friday tailgate on the PM team.
Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry. Cause they love him in London and Paris and Tokyo, America, Scotland and Canada and Mexico.
Mark Cavalli, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. The holiday rush is coming, so act fast. Visit KeystoneCustomApparel.com to get a free quote. Yes, Malzi?
What is, I know it's say his name and he'll appear. Is his was his gimmick that he was like a pretty boy?
Nah, I don't even know what his gimmick is, to be honest. His gimmick was...
He's got that stupid gif of him turning going...
Yeah, that's what he does.
Why does Charlie like this so much?
Joe Hendry.
Because I like wrestling.
But like his you don't theme like song every wrestler sounds like some time, boy though. Band nonsense here.
Say his name and
he has a very interesting backstory. Oh, he's been in the... In the developmental for 10, 15 years now in Scotland.
In the territories.
And he actually
was like James Harrison. He was on practice squad.
He was on the Rhine Fire.
Here's the thing is he sang, produced, released that song very specifically so he could get over with the crowd.
Wait, that's his voice
yes,
there?
Yes, it's him singing it. He produced it. He released it. A great story of when he released it.
And the wrestling fans how
it,
the song.
And how it got to like almost number one on the billboards.
What?
Because of the
no
time. Because of the time he released it. And it got him over with the crowd. He was in WrestleMania. He lost to Randy Orton.
Charlie, there's no way that's a billboard top five hit. There's no way And Sabrina Carpenter was knocked off by Joe Hendry with Say His Name and He Appears.
No, it did. Like Mark said, it depends on what time of the year they released it.
That's like saying that Shawn Michaels' Sexy Boy topped the charts in 1990.
He might have.
He is.
He might have. Get the hell out of here, both of you.
He is not your boy toy. But I happened to watch a documentary the other day just because out of boredom of the great Jim Johnston.
He's the guy that made all the music for WWE.
That guy. Yeah. That guy should
be. He got
be
whacked.
In the,
he got murdered.
No, he got fired because they did. They
that guy should be in like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's made more legitimately catchy hooks than anyone I can think of.
The Brood.
It's a soundtrack to Mark's visits here.
Yeah, Donnie loves that.
All these wrestling beds.
Anyway.
Peaked at number one on the Irish and Maltese iTunes charts.
Okay, that's not the Billboard Hot 100.
It's number one.
That's like saying I have an Amazon bestseller in crystals.
That's like David Hasselhoff like going number one in Germany is what that is.
Like Scotland's not a country.
It's Ireland, for the record.
Whatever.
No, he's Scottish, though, this guy.
But it went number one in Ireland is what
I'm saying. It was number one.
Yeah.
And that's how he got his big break, because of
that.
Isn't
Scotland technically, like, it's its own little area, but it's not technically a country?
Oh, my God, Chris, I don't know here. Let's
I mean, we're talking, well, because so many people think this is a glorified bye week, Ben, that we might as well talk about this stuff.
Mark, is this the game where we see Aaron Rodgers go Uncle Rico and sling the ball downfield to quote Arthur Smith?
Now, if I'm quoting Arthur Smith, I should be bringing up elephants or something.
Alexander the Great. Yeah, we heard that
yesterday, too. Yeah, he went from with Alexander the Great to Napoleon Dynamite.
I think we figured out he was talking about some Chuck Noll book he was talking about of drafting Franco Harris over, I forget the guy's name now.
Newhouse.
Yes, Newhouse. That's it, right. Something like that. But it depends, right? Cover two, right? You're not going to throw it into cover two.
They don't play cover two.
Honestly, I don't blame Rodgers, man. This is where
no one's blaming him. I'm just saying, do you think it changes this week?
That's where he's made his money, to really protecting the ball. So why should he throw it into situations where he knows puts his team at
risk? Mark, no disagreement from us. I'm just saying, do you think it changes because of the way Cleveland plays defense?
If they play defense of one single high safety, which typically they do.
I thought Rodgers said, though, that they showed that at the snap and then would roll that safety back up to be more of a two-high look.
He's going to have to see.
The nerds say they've stacked the box more than any team in the NFL so far this year, the Browns.
Well, if they're going to do that, they're going to do that more Sunday with the nipple rubber and Darnell, because I think you're going to see still a good chunk of those two on the field at the same time.
Oh, so you still think Freiermuth's kind of in the penalty box for another week?
I think his numbers are going to go up, as in,
well, it can't go down, Mark. He barely played.
I understand.
It's the least he's ever played in his entire life in an NFL game.
I'm just saying, amount of snaps. I think they really owe it to the offense and to him, to be honest with you, to put him in a position to be able to be successful even out of that formation. And I don't think they really had that in mind last week. They just sit him.
What do you mean? Like line him up as a tight end next to one of the tackles?
Line him up and use him as a receiver in some sort.
Right, like head him, spread him out wide.
Set.
Chris brought that up.
I mean, I think that they're doing him and the offense a disservice by doing that.
I mean, is he falling out of favor to some degree?
I just think it's schematics right now, how they want to play these couple of games.
So if there's teams that are 3-4 that they see, because, Tony, no one plays that much base defense, but if there are teams that are 3-4.
The Browns played a lot.
Well, they can get away with it, I think, right now with the way they're constructed. But are you meaning to tell me this is just a weird little spot on the schedule where it looks like
John
he's in the doghouse?
I know,
but they gave Freiermuth a multi-year deal. John, who's a trade acquisition that then they do a little
contract
with.
And Arthur loves him.
And everybody knows he's the Arthur Smith. Like, wherever Arthur – say Arthur Smith's name and he shall appear, John U. Smith. So
– it's true.
No, it makes me wonder, because we all like Pat on this show, obviously – if he's even long for the Steelers, if this were to keep up, like at some point.
I just don't think it's going to keep up. I think it's just a small sample size of what they're doing, and which honestly.
And the only other thing before I forget to say this, we all talk about wide receiver two. His skill set still suggests that he should be able to fill that role for them, and he hasn't. Same with Jonnu.
Yeah, in that slot. Type of situation.
Line them up and create a matchup.
I am just absolutely fine in a short-term situation of having it like this, because you're having a coaching staff is trying to find ways to win, not trying to find ways to appease players.
No doubt. So my question for you then, as far as how you would start this game against Cleveland, would you come out with the Vikings offense and say they love to stop the run, let's make it harder with our big guys? Or would you say they're going to come out to stop the run, let's spread them out and throw the ball on them, and all of a sudden they're like, uh-oh. Wait a minute. We didn't see this coming. We traded one of our corners, and we're built more to stop the run than the pass. What do you think they'll do, Mark?
I think those first 10 scripted plays will determine that.
What do you think the script is? Do you think it's more pass?
I think there's going to be a little bit of everything in that script to see how they react to certain personnel groupings at all. Myself, I would probably want to stick to the heavy offense
with Warren or Gainwell?
With Warren,
because Malzi and Donnie said Gainwell, and I said I like Warren.
I definitely want to see Gainwell in that situation.
You want to see Warren? You mean?
Yeah, I definitely want to see Warren in that situation.
Why? Man,
I thought Gainwell looked real smooth, as far as identifying where the hole was going to appear and just getting through it. Man, I thought he looked good.
But the thing with Warren is he's still their best big play threat running. I think
we haven't seen it yet. He's averaging 3 yards a carry.
The dump off against Seattle turned into 70, and that was almost a run. So I would like to see how he fits in it. Maybe he doesn't fit.
Do you think they do a lot of that in this game, where the dump-offs to Warren become an extension of the running game? Like, in lieu of we'll hand him the ball, we're going to essentially set him out there so that it functions as a handoff?
I think that's just part of the offense in general now. I don't think that's game plan specific. I think they'll do that.
They just consider that as a fundamental pillar of their offense. Yeah, throw it to 30 and let him get yards.
Yeah, what they do need is some big plays. Big plays.
Well, that means they have
to
block
running the ball.
That means. Oh, okay. I was going to say, if they need big plays passing, that means block 95.
Both of these offenses are plotting. The Steelers are 29th in plays over 10 yards, and the Browns are 30th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all the Steelers' EPA stats for pass play, deep pass plays.
You like those stats, Mark? You do EPA and DVOA and stuff?
No, I'm not a big EPA guy. Who's expecting what? I don't know.
Expected points added. It's a pretty good stat.
I understand that, but.
Do you think Omar pays attention to EPA and DVOA?
Hey, they got a healthy analytics staff, so somebody pays attention to them. They hand the papers over to probably Omar and Tomlin or
whoever.
Do you
think Mike puts them in the garbage, or do you think he studies
something? Yeah, what do they hand? They hand Mike, hey, this is some situational stuff with the clock late in games, and he just takes a Bic lighter, and he very theatrically lights
funny.
Them on fire.
We're 4 games in, and we haven't heard anything about clock management.
Are you kidding me?
Or at least to the point where what they should do
I bitched and moaned like no one's business after
Mark
the Vikings
game. Mark
heard
it and texted me about it and said, Malzi doesn't even believe what he's saying right now about this.
I do.
What? No, no I said after they whipped the Vikings?
Yeah, 55
I
great,
didn't even believe
55
that.
Great minutes of coaching, undone almost completely by five
awful
minutes.
He said Tomlin had a bad game against the Vikings.
I wouldn't say bad game. I would say there was a one faulty play that was unacceptable.
I thought two. I thought he probably should have passed it from the 3.5-yard line and should have gone for it on 4th and inches. That clip made us go viral on TikTok anyway. Did you see that?
I'm not a TikToker.
Well, here's what happened.
Mark.
It was all
you're
these
a Threads
kids.
Guy?
I thought China
no,
was making sure that we didn't
guy?
Do TikTok anymore. New?
Threads is very annoying. I can't. I don't.
How about
that
Brazzers? That's Donnie's favorite apparently.
They don't have an app yet, Pony. Or do they?
I cannot get over that. 3 times now when Brazzo has scored, he's tweeted John or
Justin Brazzers.
Justin Brazzers.
Well, you know, your iPhones are pretty smart of
In Austin, Bechtold said on the air today, he goes, I've never heard of this Brazzers. What does it mean?
Who said this?
Bechtold.
Oh, God. He's lying.
Charlie, do you believe Bechtold?
No, I don't.
No one does.
I don't know what a chicken wing is. Come on, Bechtold.
No one believes him in that.
I mean, I had to look twice at that. I was like, what? Then the people were making fake shirts and stuff off of it.
We went viral on TikTok, and I'm not a big TikTok user, but it was these kids posting things like, I grew up, I listened to country, or I was raised on country, and then another kid, I was raised on rap, and then it was, I was raised on listening to these two guys argue about sports, and it's just me and Pony going back and forth about Tomlin. Very viral. It was hundreds of posts about
it. Did you like it? Or do you like it on TikTok? I don't know how TikTok works.
No, I want us to go viral. I want us to be exposed to the widest swath of people possible
Donnie
so they can hear the greatness
says,
of the show.
Brazzers does it again. And then you guys know Zach Smith?
Yeah.
He tweeted after that, me after striking out on a Saturday night.
That's a pretty good line. Wow. That's a pretty good line.
I did the infamous, my only meme I use.
Oh, the John C. Reilly?
Yeah. I was like, what's he talking about here?
Yeah, you called the same play when it comes to memes and GIFs all the time, and you just keep getting 4 yards of carry with it.
You're called the Chirpak offense.
No,
run it right, run it left, run it up the middle.
No, it was 4 straight tush pushes by me there. That's the same thing.
Yep. All right, follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Mark Cabali with us in studio. At 4:27, time to start your weekend off right at one of Mark's favorite spots, Archie's on the South Side, known for their famous wings. .93.7 The Fan wants to come out and watch your kids play some ball. Youth football. Austin Bechtold, Harry Callis, Donnie Football, Chris Muller.
Whose theme song is this?
Brazzers.
Stop! What are you doing? You got it on the brain now.
Doesn't it sound like something you'd hear in one of those videos?
I thought it was Val Venus's, but it's not that.
Hello, ladies. Oh, Val Venus.
Yeah.
You guys do that in the middle of my youth football showcase?
You're the one who mentioned Brazzers. What the hell's the matter with you?
Charlie picked this music for my youth football showcase.
What theme is this? Could somebody answer my initial question here? It sounds like something you'd hear at Studio 54.
This is the model Rick Martel. My favorite wrestler of all time.
Technically proficient.
Oh, I love the technical wrestlers, Mark.
Him, the late, great Dino Bravo.
Give me a...
He was mobbed up.
Adrian Adonis.
Give me a Dean Malenko match.
The man of a thousand holds.
Give me an Owen Hart match.
Chris Jericho said he was the man of 1,004. Arm drag.
They went to break, come back.
Moss covered three-handed family credenza.
Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, Pelman Electric, Keystone Custom Apparel, as you can tell. Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show, Steelers Insiders in studio with us. I thought I was going to be sitting near Mark at the Steelers game on Sunday, but they told me they didn't have enough room for me. So,
oh, you got bumped?
I got, yeah, kicked out.
Oh, he must have said something not pleasant.
You think that's what it is?
I don't know.
It's Steelers-Browns. It ain't exactly the AFC Championship game.
Well, I thought I was told that there wasn't as many media as typically that goes. I don't know.
There's something going on there, maybe.
Unless I wasn't paying attention.
Do you think it's – well, that's that definitely plausible.
Although I
– Do you think it's fishy that I got my credential rejected?
No, they let pretty much let everybody in.
They do. Like Tank. Tank's going to be there, and I'm not.
I haven't seen him in years.
He's getting killed out there.
Dave Klingler's going to be in that friggin' press box and not me. Whatever the kid's name
Trust
was.
Trust me, I go walk in that press box. And
what was his name, Mulsey? Klingler?
Jacob.
Yeah. Jacob Klinger.
Yep.
There's about 13 people that I do know in that press box. I'm like, there's like 200 people in here.
Yep. I got
you
the
got bumped.
Yeah.
Got the old Belfort
and snorkel. I'm supposed to send updates to Infinity Sports Network, so I don't know what's going to happen now. I guess I'll just be on my couch doing it.
What if you had Nat sound like you turn
I'm gonna
on
go
like
to YouTube and
sound?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they're going crazy here at Akershire Stadium.
Just use the Seinfeld laugh track.
Stella cuts through the noise clearly. Daddy, I want some Cheerios.
Yep. I got cut, man. The Turk came for me. I'm not gonna be there. All right, Mark.
I just asked somebody about your shirt there.
Yeah.
And this wonderful gentleman says, I don't even have one of those shirts. So it didn't come from...
Maybe I got it from the very top.
Oh, it had to be a top, tippity top then.
You don't think somebody maybe like...
No, I think you were
a few
there.
Elevations down?
See, no, they didn't put up the QR code at the big night at until after you left, so I don't know how you would have...
I left early because that sumo match went on forever and we had a babysitter for Stella.
I love the sumo match.
You think Callis could do that?
No, oh, here we go.
Charlie, you want to weigh in on that one?
Brazzers.
Callis?
Yeah.
I don't want to think about Callis and Brazzers.
No. Sumo wrestling.
Well, there, Andrew, I don't know what you're talking about, Brazzers.
Hello, I'm here to fix your toilet. Hello, I'm here to clean your pool.
Jeez.
This Hello. Isn't a beach. This is a bathtub.
I just snorted.
What is happening?
I don't know. It's a Friday, and the Steelers have a second bye, according to Ben, so we can ass around.
You know what? We're contributing to what's going to happen here. This game is going to either be too close for comfort
that's
and they
right.
barely
it's my
win,
fault
or it's going to be yeah. We're
and
all
Ben's
playing.
Fault.
We're all playing verbal grab ass on the mic, and here comes Schmidt or whatever their kicker making a 52-yarder at the gun to beat the Steelers.
That's another reason why the Steelers aren't going to lose a close game because they've got a kicker that makes those kicks, and they've got a guy that's a little bit iffy.
I'll tell you what.
On a real football point.
One thing that would be. Would get my eyebrows raised pretty early in this game as if like Gabriel has one of those just kind of shock, like they have a great script touchdown drives. Cause the Steelers have been victim to a good early script in a couple of these games.
Sure.
Like Darnold goes right down the field and I know he's not Sam Darnold, but like Stefanski has something good cooked up. They actually get 7 early and are up in this game. I do think that creates a pretty interesting scenario, even with Rodgers back there.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot would have to do with the tight end play, to be honest with you. They're going to
I like Fannin for them as like a sneaky little weapon. I know
I mean,
Njoku's there.
Njoku kills
them
a lot as well. So you're hoping that the Elliott, Queen, Wilson.
You think Queen's finally turned a corner here?
Yes.
Pony, how do you feel about him?
I thought he's their first quarter half.
I think he's been solid. I still don't think he's like.
He hasn't been $13 million good, but he's been a lot closer
to a liability.
Like $13 million is a lot of money.
Well, for an inside linebacker.
For an inside backer, it absolutely is.
It's not Roquan Smith money or Edmonds money, but it's still pretty good.
Although it appears that Roquan Smith might be like headed for the glue factory sooner rather than later, the way things have gone for them.
Mark, their run defense has gotten a lot better. Like, I don't have the same fear of Judkins coming in here and shoving it up their rear end like I would have a few weeks ago.
What has changed from week one, week two?
Derek Harmon,
yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, they have have very different moves or different rules for the old moving train concept from Mike Tomlin, huh?
Yeah, we haven't heard that. He got on that moving train quite easily.
He didn't even use that. He didn't even bring the train into the picture.
You know what? Even as we say this about Harmon, you got Starkey stirring the pot asking people if they should have drafted Jackson Dart over him today.
Well, he's never going to give up that Jackson Dart argument.
Well, if Jackson Dart continues to play well, he'll have a better and better argument, unfortunately.
He's played three games and one of them stunk. So let's wait a little bit.
He also just played the defending champions and broke his foot off in their rear end.
He's beat the Chargers and Eagles.
Let's wait a bit.
I understand that, but he does seem to have a bit of an it factor with the mobility and kind of the swagger to him. He clear for a franchise that has been completely in the wilderness for the most part. Mm-hmm. He does appear to give them a little legitimacy.
Well, it's
going
to pay me to say this, but let's say what he's not. He's not Kenny Pickett.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good. Kenny went up against those teams like the Eagles and Bills when he first got a
what
shot
did
and got clobbered.
Call him early on, you know. Football. What do you refer to him as?
A football savant.
Football justice.
Football junkie.
Football justice. All that stuff.
He works hard and all
Remember
that.
Remember, he had his own little office.
Well, hold on. You know what the difference between Dart and Pickett is? Like, first
one
off, there's
has
a
talent.
Jeez, Mark. We're on the pit flagship.
I think there's very real arm talent there. But one of the things about Kenny that I did not feel like was an accurate assessment, and it proved to be true. people said, oh, his mobility will play in the NFL. No, Jaxson Dart can actually run at this level. Kenny clearly could not.
He also didn't process as well as I thought he would. He's not a super processor like Tomlin called
Dylan
Gabriel. And
Dart so far, I think Dart's playing with a better offensive coach. I know he is, Dable, and just that staff in general. But Dart, the big knock on him was he played for Lane Kiffin, who dumbs down the offenses in college to make them easy one-read things, and he's looked better than that. Here's another guy on that Giants team that I feel like Steelers might have drafter's remorse. Scattaboo!
Mark, you can't deny that right now with how Caleb's played.
I understand.
That was
this,
a first guess by everybody.
We can literally go through the entire draft of the last 20 years and say, well, they could have picked
him. But this is a guy who was available. Hold on. This is a guy who was available at a position we knew they needed, and after the first game where he barely got any touches, here is what he's averaging per game. 16 carries, almost 70 yards in these five games. He's averaging 4.3, and he runs like his head's on fire. He might not have a long career because
he
seems
was
like
a Steeler,
to lead with
you'd
his
love
head.
Him. Your kid, Wyatt would
I'm not
ask
saying
for
that I don't
tomorrow.
Love him. I think he would be a legit star in this city, just how he plays.
Well, he's a physical runner who actually runs like a physical guy.
But what I have the issue with is every person that is out there that is good, you're like, oh, the Steelers could have drafted him. Not too many people saying, I can't believe the Steelers passed on so-and-so to take T.J. Watt. You know, you don't hear that. So we can pick and choose what we want there a lot, too, you know, of who they should have. Would you have taken – would you really – at this point, right now, two games into
this career – I wouldn't take Dart over Harmon.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
No,
let me ask you this.
Not right now.
Is Caleb Johnson at any point in the near future going to get more and more carries?
That's the thing. We don't know about him right now. Right now, it does look like Scattaboo's
the guy
head and shoulders above it.
And frankly, it's one thing to argue quarterback who might be good. Like, running backs aren't a dime a dozen, but it's very easy to second guess when one guy has taken the ball and literally run with it and has energized that offense.
The other guy forgot a rule.
And the other guy didn't know what the kickoff rules were and shouldn't have been back there returning kickoffs in general.
Not only that is, he ran the ball. He runs the ball really hard.
Well, he just takes
Scattaboo?
The ball. He knows what he is, and he doesn't try to be something else. And every time Caleb Johnson's gotten the ball, I'm like, well,
Mark, while we're
what's
on the, while we're on the topic of second guessing third round picks, here we go again. Every Steelers insider we've had on the air this week says, yeah, Scotty Miller is going to play more than Roman Wilson on Sunday.
Well,
what are we doing here?
Because people see what the practices are looking like. I tell you, I saw Wednesday and Thursday, he probably had two of his better practices.
Roman Wilson,
he did. Now, I don't know about the consistency of if he can do it day in and day out, if he's supposed to be in the right position, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't trust him. I see Arthur Smith taking a lot of notes on him and stuff like that, you know, just like weird stuff.
Man, we got fed a BS sandwich on him before the season started, huh?
I mean, I was fed a BS sandwich, if you want to put it that way, 3 days before that. But he's talented. I think you just got to give him the opportunity.
Right. Why would you give it to Scotty Miller ahead of him?
Yeah, if your opportunity is not now, it's never coming.
Here's another guy they could have drafted. Fake John and Robinson pony. They could have Torrey Horton, Scattaboo, and Dart if you want to play this game instead of the guys instead of Jack Sawyer and Caleb Johnson.
Well, I don't think the PFF grade's been good on Dart, and I've seen the BFF grade, too, has been pretty down.
But the BFF grades on Jack Sawyer have just been
focus.
Phenomenal.
Has that infiltrated the Kabbali and Mac podcast yet? Have you gotten
Barber
Football Focus?
He'll get on there a lot. I saw he was
10,000 barbers come together to get those grades put. You know, they're watching a ton of film while they cut hair.
He'll just say inappropriate things.
Yeah, Dunlap appears to be a very popular topic whenever he pops into the Kabbali and Mac podcast.
He was on the Mackie one the other day.
Mackie is in Chris Mack nickname or Jason Mack?
No, Jason Mack, because I don't think Mackie knew who he was. He goes, oh, some guys being idiots on this thing. And I look and it's BF was a BF.
Barber Football Focus.
Well, does he know that's
the thing about the barber is he does so much of this while he's cutting hair, and I wonder, does the hair cutting ever suffer? Pony, he said he just cut your hair recently.
True. Yeah.
What type of a barber is he?
He's pretty diligent. When I'm in there with him, he leaves the YouTube stuff and the radio stuff on the side.
He's not Sweeney Todd here.
I don't know if he's or Edward Scissorhands.
Are you a big tipper?
What's a big tip on a haircut?
I think anything above 25% is a big tip. You tip, but I don't know.
I think I do fine.
I don't think I've cut my own hair now for like almost 15
years.
For 30
years. Do you feel the need, since you know you're pretty well known out in public, that no matter where you go, you better tip somebody or somebody's going to know you and say this cheap SO?
I mean, it definitely goes through my head.
Yes.
Right? Like, I was out
last night.
Didn't
you say the late, great Franco Harris once, like, counseled you to know, like, you are a public figure. You've got to make sure you're on your P's and Q's?
Yes.
You've told that story.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I screwed up a couple days ago.
Oh, what'd great, you do? Mark.
I made some kind of remark about some guy, neighbor, parking in front of my yard. Then, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Little did I know, the next day he comes over. Hey, can we talk? I was like, uh-oh. And I was in the wrong, so.
But well, does he know, like, is it one I'm neighbor like, to another, or does he know who you are and what you do?
He had to know something because I had never knew who he was, and I just tweeted something, and the next day, here he is.
Oh,
basically
yeah,
knocking on my
that's
door.
That's not great. That's
I was
not
like,
great.
Oh, geez. I'm like, oh, you know what? My response was, it's just a gimmick.
I was out last okay, of course.
Okay.
I was out last night with some guys who are in town for the Steelers fashion show that's tonight, who work for Amazon. And we were on the North Shore. We went.
You were out on the town with some Amazon guys who are in town for the Steelers fashion
yeah,
show.
Yeah, and so we were at the...
Mark, congratulations on all his success.
No, a guy I went to college with. And we're at the cigar...
Nick Wright?
No, we're at the cigar... You think he'd come back for fashion? Actually, probably would. He likes that stuff. Anyway, so we're at the cigar place down there. And the guy who was in the humidor area listened, so he got a nicer tip. He also told me that he smokes 70 cigars a week.
How does he taste food?
That's 10 a day.
I don't even know how he talks.
How do you taste food?
And he
food?
Said he's having a lot of sex right now, too, is one of the other things he told me.
I used to smoke some cigars from time to time, and sometimes, you know two a night, then next morning you could not talk. I was
well,
like,
I made a very specific decision, because I used to like to smoke.
Oh, but you taste it for days, too, Mark. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I said, what do I like better? The occasional ambiance of smoking a good quality cigar, like on the golf course even, I would do this back in the day. Or do I like to be able to taste food well and enjoy the taste of food?
Breathe.
And I said, taste of food, man. I said, I'd rather like be able to taste a steak, for example.
And your clothes stink. Oh, I mean, obviously, you got to wash them, but you just even wear them into the house and it like does a number on things.
I grew up in the days where there was obviously smoking in bars, and some of these small bars you go to, you'd have to cut through with a knife, and you'd wake up the next morning after, you know, having a couple toddies. And you'd be like, what is that smell? Then it would be you. And you go take a shower and your hair would smell like smoke.
Yeah.
It was just, I mean.
Hard times, for sure.
Hard times.
Mark, what is your game prediction for Steelers-Browns?
I think the Steelers win this game.
Final score?
I think it's going to be very Minnesota-like, as it's going to be convincing in nature.
And then they're going to do stuff at the end that lets them back in. So I'm just going to come in here.
It's going to be within the score.
I'm going to come in here and be pissed off again
your show
on Monday.
Monday.
Perfect.
For Malzi, yeah. Perfect.
I'd say like 28-16.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not that. If it's 27, two scores 16. Like that,
Mark,
that's not
Mark,
that.
Mark, do some digging around to see if I'm really banished, blacklisted over there. I feel like you have
well,
the right
if you
people.
You showed up to the game a couple weeks ago, right?
I was at the game in August, yeah, the Steelers-Bucks game. Because I wanted to see Larry Foote.
Some tip stuff from the YouTube commenters. Mike, Starkey is a good tipper. Years ago, I waited on him and his family. He tipped well.
See, they know.
Right.
I don't like that.
I do
you
generally.
You don't like the people
saying
nice things about your tipping?
No, I feel obligated even if I go pick up a...
Bare minimum for me is 20%. Even if I get a takeout order, like there's a place we like to get takeout from time to time, about 10 minutes away. And they do a lot of takeout business.
Okay.
Even if it's whatever, I'm tipping 20%, not because
you,
of, oh.
You go pick it up.
Yeah, not because of, oh, it's me, whatever. I'm like, these people are working to put this on the table, you know. They're basically making dinner for me, so not just the quality of the food or whatever, but hey, they took the time to make it, et cetera.
But how about like at Starbucks when the guy like made me
No,
feel,
that feels that feels compulsory. Like
basically
saying,
like
come
pushed
on,
the tip
hey.
Thing in my face and like made a face when I was like.
When they act, when they say to you like you can select a tip here, I'm like, man. Because it's much easier if I go to like the neighborhood joint near me in Coriopolis, coffee place that I like.
Yeah.
Well, those people all like carry on conversations. I know them now because I go in a lot. Like, yeah, I'm going to tip you. And they also don't go like, you know, you can select the option for a tip right here.
Mark, how about when it's
15, 20, 25 or other? I'm like, other? That better be like 5%.
How about at the donut and coffee place where the guy ahead of me bought my one coffee? And then I was like, all right, I'll pay it forward. And the next person was like,
screwed on that one.
They got like 2 dozen donuts, 6 drinks.
That's very.
Alec.
Why can't people just take care of their own stuff?
That's very. You know, sometimes I look around and I just like, oh, thanks. I leave.
Oh. Oh, we got people now. The tipping thing has gone wild, by the way. Alec, I cleaned AB's house years ago. Oh, he did not tip. Plus, all five of his credit cards were declined.
Absolutely. There ain't no doubt about that.
Oh, man. All right, Mark.
I'm straight 20%. I don't have put much thinking into it.
Thanks for coming in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.